This is Essence, also known as Nikish Speaks, and you're tuning in to another episode of Nikish Speaks. How you doing out there, guys? I hope you're all doing well on this beautiful Monday, the day of making money, overflowing, new opportunities, dreams that are attainable, and yes, to all things that are good. Monday, such a beautiful acronym. Hope everybody's doing well out there and staying safe, especially with everything that's going on in the news with the coronavirus. Kind of scary, but very serious situation, you know. But what are you going to do? All we can do is try our best to stay healthy, wash your hands as much as possible. If you are sick, you know, wear a mask, stay home. Or if you're taking care of someone that is fragilely ill or fragile health in general, then you should definitely wear a mask, you know. If you're going to be out in the public back and forth, and keep your health up to par to take care of that person, because the people that are going to be the fragile health conditions are going to be the ones susceptible to this disease prominently. But other than that, that's all you can do is keep on moving. And another note, please, guys, if you are going to use masks, throw them away properly. Do not discard them out onto the streets. I've seen a couple of people yesterday, and, well, let's just say, they had masks on, and then you see them on the ground. That is a sure way to spread bacteria and disease to each other by discarding masks out on the street. They didn't even take them and ball them up and throw them away, or just right out on the street. That is definitely one way to pass this thing around. That is just not a healthy way to do it at all. I myself today, I'm taking a little break because I wasn't feeling too hot, thanks to my asthma, of course. But I've been taking it easy today. I'm not going to keep this episode too long because now it seems I'm trying to lose my voice. Apparently, laryngitis is around the corner. Absolutely crazy. But we need to take into consideration that, yes, the coronavirus is very, very serious. That is not to be downplayed at all, especially with me being a healthcare worker. I know it very well. But we need to remain calm. And within that calmness, you can think clearly on your do's and don'ts. Because a lot of people are panicking and fighting with each other. That is not going to do anything but cause more pandemonium. And stressing yourself out to the max like that can bring down your immunity. So you're going to bring sickness upon yourself that way in general. I mean, there's more than just the coronavirus out there. There are colds that's a virus. You see what I'm saying? We can become susceptible to the flu, bronchitis. I mean, just in general, there's a lot going on. But some people just need to realize that don't overreact. The news, of course, is, you know, that's their job to report everything, and, you know, that's all they do. They can report all the news and information that they can. You can take that information, it can be helpful, or you can make it damning. It's your responsibility to choose in what manner that you want to use the information that you're given to turn it to the proper knowledge, not to act out, because some people are just acting out and you're making it worse for everybody. You just need to remain calm, take care of yourselves, do the right thing in the proper way, the best way you can, and keep it moving, basically. Move with precaution, vicariously, please. Some people are not using their brains at all. It is really, really getting outrageous. And on another note, while we're speaking about getting outrageous, there's another virus that I said I would have to speak to everyone about. People are going crazy about this coronavirus. However, a lot of you are out there running around. And when I mean running around, I mean slobbing on penises and vaginas that could be infected with the HIV virus. That's a virus that is also incurable. And no one seems to think about that when they're out there living their best life. Has anybody thought about that? No. While you're out there exchanging bodily fluids so freely in the form of life as if you're copying and pasting documents on a computer. That's how simple and easy that a lot of you guys are moving around. So while you're going crazy and thinking about this coronavirus, think about also the HIV virus, because it is very serious as well. And a lot of people are not taking responsibility. Yes, it's good to be informed, again, as I say, and be prepared. Stock up on all your hand sanitizers, your paper towels, things like that, your mask, but in quantities that you need, not to be stupidly overexerting everything. Because if you're going to think about one thing in that manner, you should think about everything in that manner. And as I said again, think about the random dicks and vaginas that you are slobbing on. I'm very serious when I say that, because a lot of you are not thinking about that. You're just out there doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, and whom you want to do it with. Think about that today. Like, you know, do what you can, the best way that you can. And be calm. Be healthy. And be kind, because it is free. And I'll see you in the next episode.